Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Buckle up, buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go. Subject: stressed wife.
Okay.
Stressed wife and I both workaholics. He is a good provider, and I've always served him because I believe my man should never have a reason to have his needs met anyplace outside of me.
All right, sound good.
Well, the past 2 years have been challenging due to my layoff from a nonprofit community arts job and my husband having surgery on his wrist and most recently a hernia operation. My frustration with my husband is that he said if I ever got fat, he would leave me. I never imagined he would get to be 300 pounds at 5'5". I am 112 pounds at 5'4". He pays for a gym membership he never uses and hardly attends any functions with me, often complains about everything, and makes time for bowling and friends weekly. Just wondering how much is too much when the weight is on him. Help me to get past the weight. I cannot deal with it.
Okay.
All right, dear stressed wife.
Take your time with this one, Shirley.
You know what?
I sure am.
I know. You know what, though? We had a letter like this not too long ago about a woman being frustrated because her husband had gained a lot of weight, you know, and men being such visual creatures, like for their women to look right, their women to look tight, but it's okay for them to gain a few pounds. You know, don't say anything. But your situation, ma'am, I have to tell you, is a little different because there's some medical issues involved with this situation. The other man just blew up. I don't recall him having any medical conditions or anything. He just, you know, overate and didn't exercise and got fat.
Yours is a little more serious. Your man has had wrist surgery. He has had a hernia operation. So, you know, maybe he's having some complications after the fact. You never know. You got to ask him. I do know. I will say this, at 300 pounds and 5'5",
Lord,
that's a whole lot of weight. Okay, that's like, boom, shrunk. Yeah. Still the 300 and something pounds, but half is his height. So, you know, just like you wrote to us, you're frustrated. You got to talk to your man and see what's going on. I mean, he put those stipulations on you that if you get fat, you know, he's going to leave you. You know, you got to talk to him. This is a double standard here, definitely, but he still may have some medical issues. I say sit him down, talk to him, you know, treat him like you would want to be treated in this sense, since you don't want him to leave you and that was hurtful of him to say to you. You know, you guys get together, make a workout schedule, go for walks, start cooking. You know, you like to serve your man, cook him differently, different meals, I would say.
But can he get something... out the house, Shirley? Can you get out the house?
At 300 pounds, yes.
Not in the dough. No, not on that. Not out the dough.
He can get out the door. But anyway, I mean, you guys got to work together.
He
you
can
know,
go out through the garage.
When you take those vows, it's for better, for worse. So, you know, don't leave him. Just work on it. It is worse right now, but
it's
you guys
worse.
Can handle it.
Hey, Shirley.
All right, yeah.
My answer?
It's going to be what?
Ain't finna be nothing like that.
How did I know that, Steve Harvey?
Y'all stay tuned. Here we'll come the truth.
Code Cracker. Okay, Steve, come on with part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
All right, well, if that's what you want.
What the people. Get the people what
they want.
The people
get them want. What they want.
Well, here's the letter. I'm going to read
it. Okay.
Stressed wife. Mm-hmm. We are both workaholics. He's a good provider. And I've always served him because I believe my man should never have any reason to have his needs met any other place outside of me.
Read, Steve.
Well, past 2 years have been challenging due to my layoff from a nonprofit community arts job and my husband having surgery on his wrist and most recently a hernia operation. My frustration with my husband is that he said, if I ever got fat, he would leave me. Now, I never imagined that he would get to be 300 pounds at 5'5".
Say it like that.
I am 112 pounds at 5'4".
Mm-hmm.
He pays for a gym membership he never uses and hardly attends any functions with me. Often complains about everything and makes time for bowling and friends weekly. Just wondering how much is too much when the weight is on him.
I see the joke.
Help me to get past the weight. I can't deal with it.
Come on, man.
You wrote in to the right person because I specialize in sensitive issues like this.
Oh, yeah, okay.
See, you struggling because, see, fat boy, when you first met him, gonna lay it down to you that if you ever get fat, he leaving you. Well, who fat now? I can say fat because you are 5'4", you weigh 112 pounds. Your man ain't but 5'5", which means when you put heels on, you actually taller than Lil Bitty. But Lil Bitty ain't Lil Bitty no more, is he? Lil Bitty then became a little bigger. Now, Lil Bigger is 5'4", 300 pounds.
Right.
Fat boy then got janky with it.
Yes, Lord.
Fat boy then gained all the weight. Shirley gave this crazy response.
Yeah, whatever.
That maybe it's a medical issue because he has surgery on his wrist and most recently a hernia operation. I done had both of them. Let me explain something to you. I done had a knee operation, a stomach operation, and I done broke my arm. When you break a wrist, it cuts back on eating.
Yes.
How do you hold a fork with a cast on your arm if you done broke your wrist? What is he doing to eat the food now? Is he just putting a bowl up to his mouth? He is wasting no time. Is he cooking in the bathtub and laying in it? What is Fat Boy doing? Fat Boy smoking weed right now because he can't handle the pressure. Now he got the munchies. Now Fat Boy 5'5", 300 pounds.
Oh,
now he ain't even your man no more. He's sitting over there looking like a little car. He over there looking like that new little French car, Le Car. He come up all of a sudden, he done swole up like a tick. He done drank so much blood. He done a little fat tick at the house. Now, your man over there look like a flow model TV. He don't want to go out in public nowhere because, hell, don't nobody know what he is. Sitting over there looking like a plasma, a 42-inch plasma. That's why your man don't want to go nowhere. He look like one of them speakers at a concert you go to when Maze is playing or something. Right. You know that big speaker with the bass coming out of it? That's your man now. You sitting over there, your man look like a garbage can. That's why your man don't want to go nowhere. Because Fat Boy sitting over there looking like a 55-gallon drum of Crisco. He go out to a place, people be leaning on him because they thought he was a trash can. Now, he mad because some tall dude like me, 6'2", laying on, got my elbow in his little 5'5" head. Fat Boy. Now,
so wrong.
He go in the barbershop and somebody try to sit on him because they thought he was a chair.
Oh,
I'm telling you, Fat Boy got some issues. He over there look like a little tugboat. When he jump in the pool and go swimming, people think he a tugboat. They try to put a rope on him and make him
crazy.
Save people.
You on
a I'm telling you, you ought to leave Fat Boy is what you ought to do. Well, okay, listen, you can't leave him.
No.
But you ain't got to sleep with him no more. Don't listen to me. Stop sleeping with him. Cut him off.
Marriage.
You can't deal with it. Let him go outside. See, you said before, you didn't want your man having to go outside to meet any of his needs. That's why you served him.
She serves him, yeah.
Well, now guess what? Quit serving him. Quit sleeping with your man. Now guess what? He can't go nowhere else. Because don't nobody want the little fat rascal. Who gonna have a little fat? When the last time you seen a 5'5", 300-pound player? Come on now. If you don't want him and you married to him, how you think a lady down the street want him?
Steve,
a 5'5", 300-pound player.
But Uncle Steve.
When the last time you heard him say pimping ain't easy? Hell, walking ain't easy. Breathing ain't easy. Wheezing ain't easy.
What is he making?
He can't
time
even get
butter?
A Steve Harvey suit nowhere. I ain't got nothing for him.
Steve, we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And please don't forget this Thursday, Facebook Live with the Strawberry Letter after show on Facebook at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join me, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.